Hi. Progression. Always moving forward, always having your eye on the prize, always in an upward trajectory to where you want to be and where you want to go. If you don't know what this is Talking Tough, a digital diary of sort. And the idea here is, as I go inwards, you also go inwards, because we never cook out time in our week to actually go inwards. This is where I do, and you're a fly on the wall. Anyways, whenever you're in life, man, and I've been thinking about this, how do you pace your projection or your progression? I guess you can't. I guess you shouldn't, because we always want to plan. We're planners. We're ambitious people. We want to grow and go towards a certain direction at a certain pace and get there at a certain time. And if anything's in our way, we think bad on ourselves and we think wrong about ourselves. For me, this week, I've just been going back and saying, okay, I'm going to kill and crush this content stuff. I love content, and I almost had to reteach myself, okay, how do I do it? The angles, composition. I like everything to be nice. This podcast, and if I'm doing it on YouTube, where's the thumbnail? And I talk about this every week. It's getting annoying, but I still think that every single day. But then I think, why do I try to do the things that I'm not good at? Why don't I focus on what I am good at? So I've been reading every morning and writing. And so I really focus on that. But then I keep talking about the branding stuff because I want to focus on what I'm good at, not what I'm not good at. But like, I know that's the thing. It's so much. And if you're listening to this, you always hear that with people. Focus on your strengths. But then it's like, what do I do with my weaknesses? I kind of actually have to try to strengthen my weaknesses. Hello? Like, what do I do? I don't want to be imbalanced. It's like a man with one leg and the other one bow leg. Shout out to all the bow leg ones out there. Keenan Evans, that my dog. He bow legged. Anyways, I'm just saying, bro, it's really hard. And I know this is true for you. It's really hard when you... Dang, and see, this helps me. I constantly compare. That's not good. Stop comparing. I compare myself to me. And when I say that, when I look back, dang, I used to post clips with no video and just the logo and just the audio. And now I look back at my clip, like today, I was like, dang, I'm kind of getting good at content, huh? And I literally just had to stop in my tracks just to, oh, that's us, bro. That is us. We are so, it's so hard to hold up a mirror to what you've done and who you are and how you're growing until you have time to pause like this and say, shut up, bro. That's what I just said. Pace. Sometimes I would like an expedited pace, you know, like FedEx, one day shipping, Amazon Prime. I need where I want to go at my front door right now. But that's not how life works. And there's a stage where one must learn what not to do sometimes and how to pace yourself and who to go to and what are the right sources to get knowledge from. Because on YouTube University, it sucks. Because this guy says one thing and this guy says the total opposite thing. And you can't look at them because their follower counts. It doesn't matter. Them guys can be idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. So many times for me, even if it's photography, cinematography, videography, anything with theography, I'm like, bro, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Now that I'm in a film school and I know and I go to one person for one thing, I'm like, okay, these guys are idiots. I was having a conversation with my sisters today. And I see a lot of NIL stuff and branding stuff. And for me, I never want to charge or go to somewhere and ask for money from somebody else if I don't know that I know that I know that I know what I'm talking about. And so when I see novices just jump in and a lot of the stuff, I'm like, wait, I can do that. I'm way better than that. I'm like, one part of it is like, bro, let them eat. Like, your point of view, Norris, is not the only point of view. You don't have to be an expert to charge. But for me, I'm like, how could I can't live with a conscience if I'm not convicted, totally in conviction in my moves and my actions, and I haven't studied and haven't, like, I'm one of those people, if I'm doing something, I got to grind at it. I got to know that I know that I know that I know. I don't like lying. I am not a liar. Nobody to my grave will say, oh, that boy was faking. Nope, nope. This is how I come with everything. If I'm talking, if I ever, that's why I study and I read so much, because if I open my big fat mouth on here, I want to be totally convicted. I want to be in soul. I just want to be strengthened on what I know and who I know. And in your life, right? I might be comparing. I know I just said in your life, but what are the opportunities that you always say yes to compare yourself to somebody else? Is it your work life? Is it your relationship life? Is it your thought life? Oh, that person looks jolly. Why can I never be jolly? What are they thinking about? What are the environment they're in? Their community? What are they saying? What is their culture saying? Do you constantly compare yourself to other people? And don't trick yourself and say, oh, it's a barometer to success. Because if you know that barometer that you keep putting higher and higher and higher and putting the bar to a different level, it's making you feel like shit. It's making you feel bad each time. Then how do you reassess to make sure your barometer is a mirror? And if you, all these examples I'm using, I'm like, all right, bro, but that's my mind belief. Like at this point, Norris, let's just talk, boy. But how do you get to a point where you're seriously looking at your journey and you're not romanticizing your past and saying, oh, I did this so much better, this. You're almost detached emotionally and saying, okay, logically, what do I need to do to achieve my goal? Work backwards from the goal that you're wanting to achieve. For me, a YouTube page. How do I detach my emotions of, oh, the thumbnail might look bad and I don't have the sound design and I want to have the sound effects and the video effects, the graphics of the nameplates and the name cards coming in, and I don't have all my brand assets right. I only have my little face with my, it's outdated. And how do I get to a point where I say, that's not the point that I started a podcast anyways. I started it for the impact. I started it because I have a real passion for people to overcome the negative voice that pulls them down from chasing after what they want to, that pulls them down from walking into a room, into their life with boldness, with confidence, with audacity, with authenticity. So why do I think that it has to be all cute? It's a journey. In your life, what does that look like for you? And how do we attack this together and know that this is a journey, not a sprint? And to plan your life by looking at your life.